Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, June 13th, 2018. On this day in 1983, Pioneer 10, an American space probe that completed the first mission to the planet Jupiter, became the first man-made object to leave the central solar system when it passed beyond the orbit of Neptune. The expansion of a barrier-free bus stop network in Berlin is progressing, but very slowly. Thousands of stops have to be converted, according to a response by the Senate administration to a request by the left-wing politician Christian Ronneberg. The report shows that there is no central overview of the state of expansion of the bus stop network, mainly due to the fact that the districts are responsible. Around three-quarters of the stops still need to be converted in order for the network to be considered barrier-free. Of the total of 6,481 bus stops in Berlin, around 1,500 stops would have to be converted annually by 2022. That said, the districts are often not in a position to implement the goal quickly, according to the Interior Administration. Money was available, but the personnel situation in the districts made planning and implementation more difficult. There is also some catching up to be done in U-Bahn stations. Almost a third of the 172 stops must still be equipped with elevators. According to the Senate administration's response, the BVG is working on implementing the goal of accessibility by 2020. Several elevators are under construction or in the planning phase. This year, up to 14 stations are to be equipped with elevators, many of them on the U7, but there are also delays. At the S-Bahn stations, there are currently still a good 20 stations without elevators. However, almost half of them have access with a ramp and are therefore considered barrier-free, according to Deutsche Bahn. The long-distance bus provider, Flixbus, is bringing two more long-distance trains onto the rails, doubling its offer as previously reported by Berlin Briefing. Flixbus announced on Tuesday, starting June 21st, the Flix train will connect Stuttgart and Berlin up to twice a day, expanding the offer 1 month earlier than planned. On the Cologne-Hamburg route, the second train will arrive on July 19th. From July, passengers will also be able to reserve seats for a small fee. Managing Director André Schwemmlein stated that 3 months after its introduction, the response to Flixtrain has been overwhelming and that they expect to significantly exceed their target of 500,000 train passengers by the end of the year. On average, a good 70% of the seats are occupied, which is more than intercity and ECE trains operated by Deutsche Bahn. Flixtrain has also applied to operate between Berlin and Cologne, as well as Berlin and Munich, from mid-December. The company no longer only sells train tickets online, but also at its own stands at the stations in Stuttgart, Berlin, and Düsseldorf. It's rare that strict admission controls are carried out at the Berlin Labor Court, as well as that some spectators had to stand in the hearing room for lack of space. The plaintiff in question was 37-year-old Nikolai N., who was employed as a teacher for music and physical education at a primary school in Wedding until January of this year, when he was released. Mr. N. operates a YouTube channel in which he calls himself a, quote, Volkslehrer. The Senate Department for Education, Youth, and Family accuses him of having spread incitement to the people in parts of his videos, to be close to the so-called Reichsbürger movement. On April 27th, Mr. N. was dismissed without notice for, quote, serious doubts about his personal suitability, against which he is now taking legal action before the labor court. The Senate administration is sure that it is only a formality with no prospect of success. According to their own statements, the Senate representatives have no room to come to a compromise with Mr. N. They also see the conditions for his termination without notice fulfilled. Mr. N's lawyer explained that there is certainly willingness to talk. However, his client is not willing to cease his publications on the internet, and he would like to continue working as a teacher in Berlin. The chamber meeting is now scheduled for January 16th of 2019. Nikolai N. said after the conciliation meeting that he was very much in accord with the Grundgesetz and that the, quote, mainstream media had stylized him as a, quote, Nazi preacher. He also said that he had little chance of reaching an amicable end with a settlement and spoke of 2.5 to 3 million euro, which he would receive if he were employed as a teacher in Berlin until retirement age. On the other hand, he fears that the media rush will start again immediately if he returns as a teacher. In the case of the 22-year-old woman killed in a chase in Charlottenburg, police are looking for witnesses. As reported by Berlin Briefing, she had been on the sidewalk pushing her bicycle when a getaway car used in a burglary struck her. Anyone who can provide information on the traffic accident and or the escape should contact the Traffic Investigation Service of Directorate 2, Altmoabit 5A in Berlin-Moabit at 030-4664-272-800. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.